Hi, everyone. This is Mike Talks Cars Podcast. If you were buying a brand new SUV for your family with three rows of seating, would it matter to you if that SUV was capable of hitting the trails and the backcountry off-road? Maybe not, but maybe, just maybe, it would be nice if it could. The all-new 2023 Honda Pilot has always been a bit of an enigma. Is it an SUV, or is it a minivan with doors? The answer to that question has always been minivan with doors. Through three generations of production, the Honda Pilot, as popular as it is, has driven about wearing an SUV mask, saying, "Please don't look behind the curtain." Well, the mask is coming off, and folks, we may just have an SUV here that has some real SUV capability. Don't get me wrong, this is no Rubicon Jeep Wrangler, but Honda has done some very legitimate things to up Pilot's game and make it even more appealing to drivers. Let's start with the exterior. Gone are the rounded, bulbous styling cues of this Pilot's predecessors. There is a definite crispness to the lines. The front grille is more upright, and the LED lighting does a great job of enhancing those lines. And Pilot is bigger. Bigger than any previous Pilot and the largest vehicle Honda has built to date. The A-pillars are set back where they belong on an SUV, so there's a real hood out in front of the windshield. The stance is aggressive, and the track is wider than previous Pilots. The wheelbase is almost 3 inches longer, giving the vehicle increased interior space as well. Under the hood, there's a completely redesigned 3.5-liter V6 engine with 5 more horsepower than the previous version, giving us 285 horsepower and 262 pounds-feet of torque. The rest of the powertrain has also undergone some serious upgrades. Pilot now has a 10-speed automatic transmission instead of the previous 9-speed. All models get a reworked all-wheel drive system with real torque vectoring capability. The system can send up to 70% of the torque to the rear axle, and all of that to a single rear wheel when needed. Even the brakes have been improved. This might be a good time to bring up the Trail Sport package. Trail Sport is making the transition from a trim package to a real off-road model this year. This model will go where no Honda Pilot has gone before. There's a 1-inch lift kit over a set of all-terrain tires and steel skid plates. Yep, skid plates. This means that Trail Sport has an improved approach and departure angle and higher center clearance. There are even tow hooks and a full-size spare tire in case things go wrong. Trail Sport also has a standard trailer hitch for bringing the toys along and even a special trail drive mode. Need more confidence off-road? The Trail Watch camera system helps the driver see things you just can't see from the driver's position. You have a big hill to go down? Well, there's the standard hill descent control, which is new for Pilot this year. Inside, the passenger cabin is well-appointed and comfortable, more comfortable than any previous Pilot. There is 2.4 inches more second row legroom and about a half inch more legroom in the third row. You need more legroom in the third row? Well, you have the ability to remove a second row seat and stow it underneath the floor. That will improve the third row legroom for sure. If it's cargo room you need, well, you get the theme here, right? It's bigger. The seats recline farther than ever before, and there's an available panoramic sunroof to look out of while reclining. Heated seats and steering wheel are standard, as is the standard wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto systems. Oh, and there are up to 14 cup holders in the Pilot, just in case you might need to find one. Overall, this new Honda Pilot is showing a real competitive nature, maybe for the first time since the Pilot was introduced in 2003. It's a very nice-looking SUV, with some actual utility aimed at what most of us think of when we picture an SUV. Pricing has not been released as of the time of this recording, but we expect to know more as we approach the vehicle's arrival date, which should be sometime this winter. So, back to the question I started this podcast with. If you were buying a brand new SUV for your family with three rows of seating, would it matter to you if that SUV was capable of hitting the trails in the backcountry off-road? Let me know what you think in the comments below. Thank you for joining me today. This is Mike Little signing off for now. You should probably go and have yourself a great day.